The following show was pre-recorded. Viewer discretion is advised.
Sometimes I think to myself, I think about you and me. Thinking about all the things that we can be. Sometimes you say that you want to. You say that you want to kill me. I don't really think that's funny. But that's the only way I get you to touch me. I wanna know, wanna know, wanna know, wanna know what you're thinking. Can you please, can you please, can you please, can you please tell me? I'm thinking out loud in my head, and I wonder what's going on inside of my head. I'm thinking out loud in my head, and I just feel like I don't know what's going on inside of my head. I watch the sunset on Holly Boulevard. You tell me that you are a star.
Sometimes you tell me you're a star, and I'm just like, I don't know how to connect.
Sometimes I wonder, do you ever think about me?
Think about me, because I kind of want to know, but I feel like you don't.
Because I wish you did, because I think about you.
I think you might be telling me that I doubt you about me, because I just don't.
Sometimes I wonder what's inside your head. Cause you're so complicated, a book that's unread. It happened when I was still, it doesn't love me. I mean, I guess I could try, but I just don't think. And then you push me this way, and then you push me that away. A message you today, there still is no response. You could at least say, hey, maybe you got busy. My friend is so happy, but still I am alone. Could change the tone of my hair, don't know what I would wear. Oh, would that even work? That's just a paragraph now. I need to buy a towel to pick up all these tears now. My friend consoles me when I get this off my chest. Says he really cares, says to see a therapist. How can I love someone who doesn't love me? I mean, at least as you try, but I just can't think. I know you push me that way, and then you push me this way. How to love someone that doesn't love me? How can I love? How can I love someone?
Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today is April 12th. Hi, Kelson. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to Nick's Radio Podcast Network.
Hello. How are you doing?
Doing great. Welcome to Nick Sinclair's Radio Podcast Network. Tell me about yourself.
Well, my name is Kelson. Mm-hmm. And I'm 28 years old. I'm from mm-hmm. Battle Creek, Michigan. I love movies. I love film. I love dance. I love anything artistic format. of or expression. I love it all.
So, Kelson, thank you for joining me today. I'm really excited to have you on my show. So today I want to start off talking about Hot Topics. You know, I'm a huge Wendy Williams fan, and she has that on her show, and she's inspired me as well as many other people like Nicki Minaj.
Oh, you like the gossip a little bit?
Yes, I love Queen Radio. I love
okay.
it.
Okay.
So recently, Lil Nas X, I think it's his name, he released a video for his new song, which is actually called, his name is actually Montero, and it says, Montero, Call Me By Your Name. Now, Call Me By Your Name is actually a movie. It's a good movie. It's a movie, if you want to know more about it, Google it. It's a good movie. The video received some criticism from people, including Candace. I don't know if you know who Candace is?
Yeah, so, I mean, I know who she is.
So I forget her last name. I guess she's not that relevant, but I'm sure she's relevant.
No.
Allegedly, she criticized, Cardi B's video Up, Grammy performance Up with Megan Thee Stallion. And she's criticized, many people. But anyways, recently she criticized also Lil Nas's video. What are your thoughts on Lil Nas X video, Montero?
I actually watched the video today.
Oh my gosh, good.
There was a picture released of him with a pair of Nike shoes that had a verse on it, and it had some other things on it, a pentagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that picture, and I saw a report from Nike, because I love Nike. I stay on Nike.
Ooh.
And they had said that they didn't, have anything to do with it. They was not sponsoring him. They were not in any relationship with Lil Nas X. So we found out later that it was a pair of shoes that he had customized and he had made, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And
as far as
the music video, let's just go with just how the video starts. He's portraying that he's in the Garden of Eden and that he is Eve. He has on a nude bodysuit with diamonds on it. He has on her. He has the hair. Any picture you see of Eve or any reference to Eve from the Garden of Eden, her hair looks like that. So he was referencing her.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a snake in the video that crawled up to him. So I don't want to say anything bad about him. I know he's black. I know he's gay. Like, I'm not trying to come at him for that. It's the fact that as an artist, you are responsible for what you put out. So I just feel like no music artist really should reference the Bible in their music. It's or sexualize anything in the Bible. I just feel like it should be off limits. That's how I personally feel. But I know people do things, to be seen or to get people to talk about them. So I don't want people to jump and say that Lil Nas X is a demon or he's, worshiping the devil. It's like, it's not that serious. But what he portrayed, he's our representation as a black man of success, as a gay man of success. We've never really had a gay man be a rapper and be openly out there. He's like the first one we've ever had, So I just want him to be responsible and just to represent that well. So that's what I have to say about that.
Let's talk.
I wish him well,
Let's talk about this issue. So I have mixed thoughts about it. I think my thing was, every artist should have the ability to create whatever they do because that's their craft, 100%, Now I do also feel like, with incorporating religion into any video or anything you do, I think you should probably be respectful. But I also think that you should also be entitled to create whatever you want to create, because I think music is your artwork, it's your voice, it's your way of expressing who you are, Don't you do you think that or no?
It's yes and no.
Yes or no?
Yes or
I
no.
Mean, would do you want to elaborate or
on which part? Would I agree with?
Yeah, on yes or no.
Well, I feel like, what was the message of the video? What was he trying to say? Because if you're trying to say something, and you're using something that is serious, or you're using something that's dramatic to say it, that's one thing. But I don't see if you're falling from heaven on a stripper pole and to the devil. I just don't know the message that has on anybody or for anything. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
That's what I was confused on. I was like, is there a message to this? Because that's it's not a message. Because he used Luke, and there's a verse in Luke, and it says, I saw Satan falling from the sky like lightning. He was falling from heaven, you know, when God sent him to hell or
mm-hmm.
banished him from heaven. That's the
mm-hmm.
verse that he used, you know. So I didn't see the message. So that's all, you know.
No, I've not fully seen the video, so I mean, maybe I'm not a great, you know, person to speak on it. But from what I've read about it and what I've heard about it, and the parts I did see, my thought was he was saying, you know, like lots of people criticize gay people for being gay, and they like tried to like a lot of people are actually religious. And they'll say that, you know, it's wrong to be gay and that they'll throw the Bible in your face. So I felt like he was trying to, like, show, you know, that he was taking back his power and control by taking the devil's horns, I think, and saying, you know, well, you know, I'm just me. It's okay to be me. But that's what I thought. But I haven't watched the video, so I can't say whether he was saying that or not. But actually,
but that's not okay. That's not all okay to be him, what he's doing. That's not okay.
And
it's not
okay to be criticized. I think and people would shove the Bible down your throat because they believe something that you don't. So
I think it's not okay to be criticized, but I think for you to do something that is inappropriate or that is purposely
offensive.
Demeaning, so you can say to people, hey, I'm being myself. Every gay man does not wear high heels and wear thongs and walk down the street like some of these guys at Pride. And so that's not a representation.
I feel like I hear what you're saying. I feel like he's representing himself in the video because the name of the song is his name. I think, sure, I feel like being a gay person and, you know, being a rapper, I'm, you know, he has a big platform to fill. He has big shoes to fulfill. So even though he might want to be making something for himself, if he's not, he's representing a whole culture of people, I guess. A whole group of people. So it's like he's not even representing himself. But even though the name
right.
of it's like it's kind of unfair because to be a judge because you know I don't know what he's going through. I don't know what the video is about. But the video.
I know
it,
he didn't deliver a message. I don't know what the message was.
I feel like maybe if he would have delivered the message, maybe it would. I mean, he got 30 million views, so I mean, people watched it. I think maybe if he had like a message tied to it, like
it's at right now. It's at 43 million views.
Oh wow, that's even. That's,
yes,
that's
that
even.
Was yesterday, but now it's even more. It'll get up there and even higher. Kind of when 6ix9ine got out. And,
yeah.
And please edit me saying his name out. We'll say the Rainbow Guy. Because we don't
okay.
want to give, yeah, we don't want to say his name and give him no platform. But
right.
kind of like it's people just wanting to see what everybody's talking about, you know?
So you
but he does have fans.
Clout. I mean, I'm all for someone making music, you know, and like expressing yourself. You know, Madonna, actually, she did many music that was themed, that had like satanic things in it, in her stuff, and so did Nicki Minaj during one performance. She had a pastor in one of her performances, and actually
her Grammy performance. Yes,
an
and I was a huge Nicki Minaj fan.
And I am a huge Nicki Minaj fan, and I think
I was not proud of that performance.
I think when you use it, I think it's all of your intent behind it, you know. And I think Nicki was just trying to be entertaining. I don't think it was intended to, like, honestly hurt someone. But also, I think Lil Nas pushed this video out at a particular sensitive time, you know, during Easter, you know, Easter, you know?
Yeah.
It's right around this time.
You know, the video, it could have been that. It could have been multiple things. Maybe the video was about him fighting his demons or being pulled back and forth between the good and bad, or trying to be yourself and not trying to be yourself. It could have been multiple reasons for the video, but I didn't get that. So I personally did not like the video.
I mean, I don't like people like trying to be offensive. And honestly, I think it's such a sensitive thing that I'm all for, I personally believe in God, and I'm all for God. And my beliefs, I'm sure, are different than other people's beliefs, you know. But I just think that was such a touchy subject that maybe, but then who am I to say someone shouldn't be who they are, you know? Because I think that's also, because the Bible sometimes does condemn people. And I think you could, sure, I mean, it really is based upon perspective, actually. So I don't know. I honestly don't know what's right and what's wrong. But, you know, I just think that maybe the timing may not have been the best, but he's doing good as well as in sales and views. And so, I don't know. You know?
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Yes, he's doing well. He does have fans. I personally don't know anything about Lil Nas X. I've seen pictures of him. I know he had a popular song with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Old Town Road.
Yes, that song. I don't know a whole lot about him, but I mean, I'm here for him, you know, because I want to support him, of course. But it's difficult sometimes.
Yeah, it's difficult
because the representation.
He's only 21. So, you know, he just bought his first house, congrats, and you know, he went to school, I heard. And then he dropped out, and then he started, you know, writing music, and then he did a remix to Old Town Road, and then Billy Ray Cyrus picked him up, and then that's how his story goes. So I'm all for someone being successful, but you know that, again, that video is, you know, controversial, and I think, you know, many people, I think, pick up on that, like, controversy causes people to like, you know, sometimes do well, or, you know, either help you or hurt your career, you know, and I think we'll see, because we don't know his career outcome, you know, outcome from this, but hopefully it won't hurt his career. You know, he's only 21, you know?
Absolutely. He has a lot of growing to do, a lot of learning to do.
Yeah. I mean, being 21, you I mean, when I was 21, I don't know. It was a mess problem. But,
we will be right back after this short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Feel fun, feel love, fresh out of us forever, trying to be stronger for you. Ice cream, I dream jeans and leather, live stream, I'm sweet for you. Oh God, what's you on my lips? It's me, our little Venice bitch, on the stoop with the neighborhood kids, calling out bang bang his kids. You're in the yard, I light the fire, and as the summer fades away, nothing gold can stay. You're at our door, we make it work, you're beautiful. Give One dream, one life, one lover. Paint me happy and blue. Norman Rockwell. No hype under the covers. It's just me and you. Oh God, miss you on my lips. It's me, your little Venice bitch. I'm stupid with the neighborhood kids. Gone out, bang, bang, kiss, kiss. You're in the yard, I light the fire. And as the summer fades away, nothing cold can stay. You're right, I tore, we make it work. You're beautiful and I'm insane. We're American made. Signing off, bang, bang, kiss, kiss. Oh, yeah. Signing off, bang, bang, kiss, kiss. Oh, God, I want you on my lips. It's me on that Venice bitch. I'm still the neighborhood kids. Signing off, bang, bang, kiss, kiss. La, 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 beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. La, 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 beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, 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 whatever, everything, whatever. Oh, 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 whatever, everything, whatever. Oh, but we're back in the garden. We're getting high now because we're older. Me, myself, I like diamonds. My baby crimson and clover. Crimson and clover, honey. Crimson and clover, honey. Crimson and clover, honey. Crimson and clover, honey. Over and over, honey. Over and over, honey. Over and over. I'd be jealous of your love. If you were mine, I'd be jealous of your love. If you were mine, I'd be jealous of your love. If you were mine, I'd be jealous of your love.
You know that I want you, you wanted me too. But this bitch on your line says she feeling you too. The confusion in me said I should end this too. But you're promising me I'm the one that should boo. And you tell me the truth, so how can I deny you? Every time we together, it's fireworks too. You can't see how you hurt me, it's killing me too. Cause I know that you telling her the same thing too. Oh, how can you play me? Oh, how can you play me?
Could you tell me?
Oh, how can you play me? And you know it's the truth. You be all in your feelings, it's tables turn too. But I love you so much, can never disrespect you. You keep it so real, what am I gonna do? When I tell you to leave or say you're not ready to, how can you tell me that when I'm always with you? Do the love that we make even excite you? Through the time that we spend, show you what's really true. When you look in my eyes, do you feel it too? We just two fools in love, trying to make it through. You're so busy having cake and eating it too, that you don't even notice your heart is safe with me too. But this is the time that you gotta choose. I tell you no lie, I don't wanna lose. You need to let her go, like I told you to, or I'm packing my bags and I'm leaving you. Oh, how can you play me? Oh, how can you play me? Could you tell me? Oh, how can you play me? Oh, how can you play me?
Hey, is Francie on here, Litty? We gon' apply that pressure. Straight hits on them. Ayy.
Wow, Lil T. You're amazing.
All I want is the money.
Hey, yo, Joseph, they know what the fuck going on.
The life that I'm living, so crazy. Second bread, but still living in poverty. I got everything I need, but the things that I want in life are only in my dream. Come from the struggle, nobody gave a fuck about me. You had your mama, all I had was me. Never had no affection, grew up by 11. Don't even know the definition of a family. So I'm sorry if money stay on my mind. All the niggas from the hood taught me to grind. I will take it from you if it benefit me. Don't care what you need, it's necessary. Definition of a best friend is money. It never cross you, build you up, ain't it funny? I get anything I want when they have it on me. Without the definition of being bummy, I'm riding circles after circles trying to find you. Word on the street, you got that cash and I need it, boo. Got this nine in my hand and my clip, my best friend, and it's whatever. Trying to get a million, boo. You can't judge me. Gotta feed my family. I'm so sorry, it's the hustler in me. I lay your ass down for the money. You can't even blame me.
It's the root of our evil.
Oh baby, I'll shave my ass real quick for some money. Bust it open for you for some money. Push pounds all day for some money. Hit the bank frolics for some money. I'll rob your house real quick for some money. Play my position, AB, for some money. Take your boyfriend if I want to for some money. Boss bitch move. Can't you see I'm not the enemy? Gotta grind for what you want. The order to succeed, they not gon' give you what you want. You gotta take heed. It's a struggle out here, boo, in these streets. When you have money, everything is guaranteed. The biggest goal is not to need nobody. Then you boss up and you stun on everybody. Then you flip that shit, double up and keep it coming. Then watch the hate come your way, cause they dummies. I'm riding circles after circles trying to find you. Word on the street, you got that cash and I need it, boo. Got this nine in my hand and my clip, my best friend, and it's whatever. Trying to get a million, boo. You can't judge me, gotta feed my family. I'm so sorry, it's the hustler in me. I lay your ass down for the money. You can't even blame me.
It's the root of our evil.
Oh baby.
Wow, Lil T, you're amazing.
Hey, yo, Joseph, they know what the fuck going on.
do you think he is the best image for the black gay community?
Nobody's going to be the best image of anything. Nobody's going to be the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have to learn, you know. He came out of fame, I believe. Like I said, I don't know a lot about him. But I believe he rose to fame from the song he had, you know, Old Town Road. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know that he expected that. But I think he's doing the best he can. There's a few songs I've heard of him on the radio. And I think he's doing well. You know, he's doing well. Who knows what he can be, you know, in 5 years or even a year. You never know these days. These kids can do a lot of things because of, you know, social media and everything we didn't have in the 90s, you know. I'm 28 years old. So I just be proud to see what they're doing. And even, like, some of these younger kids really out here, like, making tutorials. And even I saw a little girl who had millions of views on YouTube because she makes videos of her dolls talking to each other. And I'm just like, you know, it's just like you really could do anything. So I just hope he makes the right choices, you know. I just hope he does.
Exactly.
Because him being black, of course, when you're black in the music industry, in the indie industry, you have to be excellent at everything. You have to walk around as a leader. Because anything you do, you know, not to say anything about any other race, but, you know, white people kind of walk around to be as mediocre as they want. And they still get rewarded with things, which, you know, black people have to be excellent. You know, they got to go the extra mile to get noticed sometimes. So I just want him to remember that.
Okay. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Not to say anything about white people. I'm not trying to be. I'm just saying what it is. I'm just saying what it is. I've experienced it. I've experienced it. I've seen other people experience it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm just speaking from my experience. That's all.
So the next topic.
Sometimes you only
get,
yes. Go ahead.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
So the next topic I want to talk about with you, real quickly, is Candace Owens. What did you think about her criticism of Cardi B's Up, you know, video, and how she's a bad representative of the black community? There.
I feel like so many rappers, female rappers, they come up and I feel like they try to pay respect to the females that came before them, which is great. But to the extent it is now, I honestly don't even like female rap music anymore. Not a lot of it, some of it. But we all know that sexualization, in music came from Lil' Kim. Before Lil' Kim, female rappers were signed for their talent and their ability. After Lil' Kim, they only wanted Lil' Kim. You know, she was sexy. She came out. She wore stars over her breasts. She was very revealing. She was very explicit in her lyrics. And it kind of woke up people like, wow. Like, did she say that? Did she do that? Like, so I feel like record labels went after that because they knew that it would cause a lot of attention. So I feel like nowadays it's getting, I want to see something fresh. I want to see something besides women talking about their vagina or how wet it is or how people want to spend money to have sex with them. And like, is there another way that we can, because it's about the young ladies. What about the young ladies?
Yeah.
You know, they're watching you. They're listening to you. Do we want to teach them to be leaders and to have their own and to be successful and have education? Or do we want to teach them to have a big booty and worry about how good their vagina is so that they can get men to buy them nice purses and jewelry? You know, it's not a good representation. It's not a good representation. Lil' Kim, she had a certain flow. It worked for her. But now it's just all the same thing. I listened to a song earlier. I believe it was Megan Thee Stallion.
Mm-hmm.
She had three verses in the song. Okay. She said the same thing in every verse. She just said it differently. She just spent it. And I was like, you know, it's like, where's the creativity?
Where is it?
I remember.
People don't create bodies. Like, I saw an interview with Beyonce. She was saying people don't make bodies of music anymore. It just makes singles, and they'll burn out, and they'll make another single, and they really don't have anything to look back on, like any body of work, any album, you know? So
yeah.
I wish I could see that more.
I think, Nicki Minaj said the same thing. She said that in one of her interviews, that she believed that, like, the younger generation of rappers, or women coming up, are making songs that don't mean anything, you know. So she said, well, it's like, where's the respect in the craft? Where's your craft at, you know? Everyone's just pushing out stuff.
But where's her craft?
Nicki Minaj,
well, she does the same thing. She's responsible, and I love her. Listen to me. I didn't know anything about rap music when I was little. When I was growing up in high school, it was not until Nicki Minaj that I wanted to listen to rap that I said, oh my gosh, look at her, listen to what she is saying. Like, I liked her, and then I understood what music was about, what rap was about. It's about the rhythm, the flow, the rhyme. She opened my ears to that, so I will always love and respect Nicki Minaj. But it is because of her, with the body, with the curves, with the booty, that these girls are doing it. They're and she said it throughout her music. She calls girls minions. She said girls copy me. She says it all the time in her music. So it's like, now that you see them copying you, and now that you see them resembling you, it's like, are you upset? Because it's like, you're the reason for it, you know? So it's just, I don't know. It's like, she was responsible.
So I'm a huge Nicki Minaj fan. And I she's responsible, but at the same time, she put like love and heart into her songs. She didn't just say, just one word, whatever, or like just, and not all her songs are just about sex. She's a very diverse artist, and she likes to make things funny, and she went to school for acting, originally, but she likes tries to have fun in her songs. And like I said, not every song that she does is about sex. And And she's worked in different countries. She has songs in Spanish. She tries to be diverse. She tries to, work with different artists. And, she does not stay in just one box. So I feel that's unfair, to say that she started it. Now, she did say that the many record labels want to find a Nicki so they can like have their own. I remember she said talks about that in one interview. But I just think that it's mainstream. People want to hear that. And Steve Harvey. I'm sorry, not Steve Harvey. Let me retract that.
We have to speak it up.
Okay, sorry. Snoop Dogg has said that.
We don't have that much more time.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
I want you. You can put that in there. You can say the rest of it right and put it in there. Well, I'm just on somebody else's phone, but. You can edit this out, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what's the name of your show going to be?
No, we can finish what you were saying, and then we can go to that. I was just telling you.
Okay, sorry.
You got to finish what you were saying.
Okay. This dog said, that Cardi B wasn't a good role model for girls. And Cardi B's husband Offset, he said you shouldn't be in her business, she's a woman, just stay out of women's business. And then he said okay, And I think, Snoop Dogg, men embrace sexuality all the time, but women can't. And I feel like women should be allowed to talk about their bodies. Sure, they should talk about more than just their bodies, yes, but they shouldn't be like, women have been suppressed and are still suppressed. So talking about female sexuality, I understand people are like, gosh, I'm tired of it. It shouldn't be repressed. Women have been repressed for years, and they're still repressed. Men, on the other hand, have never been repressed sexually. So I understand men are tired of being talked about, You know, I get it, but that's so unfair because women have to.
Okay, what about all the other ways to deliver that? Look at Marilyn Monroe. Her beauty still is legendary because of how she expressed it, how she showed it. It was in a classy way, a soft way. Do you think in 50 years people are going to have pictures of Cardi B on their T-shirts? Do you think they're going to have pictures of Cardi B on their wall? Express, so they're living off the legacy of her beauty, of her essence, of what she said? I don't think so. Even when you're dead and gone, do you want people to still hear you? You know?
Yeah, I mean, what legacy will she leave behind? I mean, for her daughter.
Know.
Her daughter, you know, that's a good question, yes. I just think
we're
that,
talking about her music. Absolutely, her daughter is beautiful. But her music, is this something people are going to want to hear? Are people going to be tired of that by now? You know, we never get tired of Whitney Houston. We never get tired of Michael Jackson. We never get tired of Patti LaBelle. Are we going to be tired of Cardi B? Is she going to be that voice we hear 50 years from now, 20 years from now? I don't know.
I feel like I understand where the ladies are coming from. I understand both sides. But I've never been suppressed sexually. I mean, I have been. I guess gay people maybe have been suppressed sexually, but I've been suppressed. You know, and even in Lil Nas X's video, he embraces his sexuality. You know, I just think that people shouldn't be suppressed sexually because that's how people aren't happy, you know. And I think, sure, there's messages that are different, and I think if one thing I could take from the video that Lil Nas, the parts that I watched, maybe his message could have been, you know, I can be whoever I want to be. If I want to be this way, I want to be this way. If I want to do this, I want to do that. I should have the ability to do it, and I shouldn't be censored. Censorship is a big thing that people do. We as people like to do to other people, but you shouldn't be censored. You should be allowed to be who you are, you know. And if it offends someone, you're not intentionally trying to offend someone, but you're probably going to offend one person, you know. And I think it's like, you know, if I wear a pink shirt and people and everyone at my job is like, oh my gosh, that's so weird. And, you know, I have to go home because I'm wearing a pink shirt. You know, that's censorship. I should be allowed to be myself regardless, you know. And sure, one person might be upset or offended, but that's okay. You know, I feel like in the song WAP, women shouldn't be censored, you know, too. It's not fair. I mean, I understand it's very explicit, and I honestly kind of personally for me, I'm not into that, but you know, I also think on the same token, think that women shouldn't be censored. It's so unfair to, like, put things on people's bodies and say, hey, that's wrong, or whatever, that you can't show your body, that's yours, you know. I just think that no one should have the right to dictate that. But I, at the same time, I don't think it's appropriate. But at the same time, I do understand. But we can, I know, we can. I guess we can agree to disagree. I completely understand that, you know. But real quick, because I know we have to go. So you have a new podcast coming up. What's it called?
I have a podcast, yes. It's called yes. Kelson of the Queer Dose.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited. It is something new I am starting. I have a deadly love for horror movies, for anything horror. And I really want to just talk about, you know, how horror has been remade, how horror has kind of died in some ways, how horror has grown in some ways. I just want to talk about it. So if people love horror movies, if they just want to listen to somebody, you know, while they wash their dishes or clean their house, you know, or wash their cats, you just turn on Kelson of the Queerdos, and I will call my listeners the Queerdos. Now, I don't want to offend people because I know everybody is not gay, as we had a conversation about this. So, you know, Nick, maybe you can elaborate on that a little bit. So I will call the listeners the Queerdos, but since everyone is not gay,
yeah,
you know, I don't. That is that offensive to some people? Maybe to just straight people, or
you,
even
said,
the transgender people.
You said you think it will be offensive to either communities?
Yes.
Is that where, Oh, I don't think it will be offensive to the communities because, you know, the LGBTQ, I think, plus I community, we're all together, so it shouldn't, I don't think it'll be offensive to to anyone. I mean, and straight people can be queer too. You know, it's about expression, so I don't think it's gonna be offensive to anyone, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. And I'm excited for your show, and I can stop by, you know, and help you with the episode or do it.
Absolutely. I'm going to get it up and running, and I would love to have you as a guest. You'll be the first one for tea.
Yay! I'm excited. Yes, for two.
Yeah.
Yes. Be built, honey. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, thank you
Well,
so much for having me. I'm so happy that I could come and be here. Thank you so much for having me as a guest.
thank you so much for reading my show, and thank you for spilling the tea and for talking about these hot, great hot topics. I hope to have you back on my show.
Absolutely, anytime.
All right. Well, I will talk to you later, and for my viewers, stay tuned for some more amazing music. Move next.
Yes, goodbye, everybody. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into Nick's Radio Podcast Network. It was a pleasure having you on my having you to listen to my show. My next show will be this Wednesday, and I have a very special guest, so I'm so excited. So thank you for checking out my show, and as always, stay blessed and have a good day, have a good week.
She like, oh.
Tell them hoes I'm fine.
She like, oh.